The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are here from 6 to 8. We've got two completely different shows with amazing guests. And I'm so grateful that you are here tuning in, starting your day in a positive way. I always like to start off by something uplifting. And of course, today is a perfect day for a perfect day. And, you know, if you start your day like that, usually you can get some good out of it. And that's, you know, don't get hijacked by anybody that comes into your life. So with that, I do want to talk about some of our great guests. But before I do that, I want to give out our phone number here. And that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call to talk about any of our guests, get their name, their book, the event that I'm talking about, win tickets, all those things you can do here. And when you call up, leave us your email too so that we can get one of our newsletters out to you. That comes out every single week and that tells about all of our guests, all of our events, and also another place to possibly win tickets. So lots of things there. Also, I want to make sure to have you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of our socials. And if you miss any part of our show, we have a podcast that is on iTunes, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Our first guest this morning is author Ryan O'Quinn. And his book is Parenting Rules. And it's a hilarious handbook for surviving parenthood. I already did that. Now I'm going into the grandmahood. But I think you'll all really like this. At the same time, I just want to tell you a little bit about our second show. We're going to be talking about the Chili Cook-Off and the Classic Car Show. And, of course, we've got tickets for that. And then we're going to have John G. Miller talking about his book Outstanding. And then we have Julia Dahl and her book, Conviction. We've got a great show. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood, complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street in Ventura. Lure Fish House, a real favorite here. We have more great food from Rubio's, the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients for years, located in Ventura. Then there's the Rubicon and Sylvia quick review.
Oh, my God. I just went and saw that. I'm telling you, it is hilarious. And I'd love to give out a pair of tickets to that. I'm telling you, it's kind of like, the guys that we had in here were amazing. The whole cast was amazing. But it's almost like, I'm just going to not give it away, but we're... The animal, their dog, okay, ends up being kind of like a mistress, and it's hilarious. So I must see, and of course, Rubicon always does an amazing job over there.
Best reviews from the LA Times. They always love what they do at the Rubicon. Rolling Pin Donuts, a dozen donuts, the best in Ventura County, located in Camarillo. And then we have one of my favorites, because I was raised in Thousand Oaks, the 41st Annual Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. This year, the event is April 30th. We have tickets for that. That is a great family event. And finally, Kentucky Derby at the Camarillo Ranch House, May 6th from 1 to 5 p.m. You can find out more information by going to www.accesstlcfoundation.org. That is a really fun party. Great cause. Kim has tickets.
There you go. And let's just start off with tickets to the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, like Tom said, May 6th, 1 to 5, Camarillo Ranch House. And dressy attire, derby hat. And these are going to be fun tickets. So this is our last week to give those away. Also, I do want to remind everybody, Love is Brewing in Tuscany. And that's going to happen the next day, May 7th, 11 to 2, champagne luncheon and tea over at the Limonera Ranch, and that's over in Santa Paula. I don't have tickets to this, but I do want to say it's a great cause. It's a win-win, and they do such an amazing job over there at Interface. So I definitely, all the proceeds go to Interface and Family Services, and it supports domestic violence prevention, intervention, and awareness. There's so many great things to do this, to have and to be a part of this. So those are two great events. And again, I'm so glad that you are all here. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call in, get your name in here so that we know who's listening out there. And hopefully you'll be one of the winners. And again, we have a ton of callers, so please be patient, but we love hearing from you all. So again, let's bring our first guest on, and our first guest, Ryan O'Quinn. Ryan, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are. And I love your cute little book. It's kind of like a little rules, so appropriate for what we should be giving our children. And yet it's parenting rules. I love it. A little twist on the whole thing.
Absolutely. And thank you. Yes, the book is called Parenting Rules. Obviously, a little play on words there. Parenting Rules! !
Yep.
The hilarious handbook for surviving parenthood.
So, I love it. And now, are you obviously a parent?
Yes, ma'am.
How many?
Parents of three crazy kids. And at the moment, they are 5, 7, and 9.
You are in the midst of it. Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so I have 4 children and now 3 grandchildren under, well, 2 and 1. So I've got, you know, right there. It's all over again. Yep. But grandparenting is like a whole different ballgame. You know, you get to kind of watch your children from afar and, you know, you give them a little advice when they want it.
Exactly.
You don't do the, you know, unsolicited advice very much anymore.
I totally understand. Your kids have sprouted wings, and now they're off to make their own.
Exactly.
My mother-in-law lives in Moore Park, and she says being a grandparent is the greatest thing on the planet because you get to spoil them rotten and then give them back to mom and dad.
It's the truth. I'm right there with her. And, you know, so how did you come about this book, and is this your first book?
Parenting Rules was my first book, yes. I did a follow-up book 1 year later called Marriage Rules, the hilarious handbook to surviving marriage. Perhaps I went about it backwards. I did parenting first.
Well, actually, you know, you say that, but really, you know, it's funny if you think about it. So many of us put our kids before our marriage, right? And so you were right in line with that. But then, you know, then afterwards you're like, holy crap, I better get the marriage thing going on too. I'd love you to send me that and have you back on to talk about that.
Yeah, I would love to. But my first book, Parenting Rules, came about actually from stand-up comedy. I was on the road as a stand-up comic for about a decade. And it really just came about a kind of a regurgitation of stand-up material. And I had, you know, what resonated most with my audience was when I would just be honest. And as you know, comedy is just a mirror, really. You know, you're just shedding light on what is truth and exaggerating it perhaps a little bit. And so I found in my comedy set what, you know, when people would literally and figuratively lean forward was when I just told stories about what happened in my house.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I totally agree.
Number 5, and everybody could, you know, could commiserate and resonate with what I was talking about. So that seemed to be the best material. And it actually came about quite by accident when we launched a viral video a couple of years ago. You probably remember, certainly, when we were in the zeitgeist of all things Frozen. You know, every birthday party we went to, everything your grandkids went to was, you know, Disney's Frozen. So some buddies of mine here in Calabasas and I mounted a video on YouTube called Dads Respond to Disney's Frozen. And it was just, we rewrote one of those songs and we changed it to be from a dad's perspective, and it went viral in every sense of the word. So a few million hits later, a few days later, we, you know, started doing all the talk shows, all the late night shows, all the morning news shows, and quickly found ourselves in the midst of viral fame. And in the middle of all of that wave, a literary agent came along and said, "Hey, do you have any book content?" And like any good actor/liar, I said,
I would say, fake it till you make it. Of course I do. How fast do you need it, right?
How many books do you want? And so it was a quick turnaround, but I went back to what I knew best, which is, you know, the insanity of raising small kids at home and the comedy that resonated most with my audience. And so we put out a book the following year.
I love it. So, okay, how did your years on the road as a comedian affect your home life? Okay, because, you know, it's, I don't know, you hear a lot of people telling their story. Was your wife okay
sure.
with that?
Yeah, it was tough. I'll be honest with you. I was on the road about 120 days a year at its peak. So, you know, if we do our math correctly, that's about 1 out of every 3 days I was on the road. And so when I finally came off the road as a comedian, I had 3 kids under 5. So as you can imagine, my wife was ready to be done with that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, I bet.
Be home. And I remember it very vividly. I was in Jekyll Island, Georgia, doing a show in Georgia, and I strategically arranged to get home to LA early, and I got up really early in the morning. I drove down to Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, and I got back early, and I had really great intentions of tucking in all 3 of my kids in bed. If everything was on schedule, I would have done it just perfectly and landed right on time to get everybody in bed. Only my oldest was awake, who was 5 years old at the time, and the other 2 were asleep. And so we did our little routine, you know. I kissed her on the nose, and we said our little nightly prayers, and she sat straight up in bed, and she asked me a question, a very mature question for her 5-year-old self. And in that moment, Kim, I thought, you know what? I need to be here. I need to be answering these questions. If she has these kind of questions, she's going to get the answer somewhere, whether it be on the playground or in the kindergarten class or at daycare. Somebody's going to answer these questions, and daddy needs to be here. And one out of every 3 days showing up was just not cutting it. So
I love it. We do get to that point in our life where, you know, we're all motivated for business and we're, you know, trying to build our best us. And then all of a sudden we realize that we have our children that are our best us. And
right.
We need to invest in them. And so what a great, you know, I mean, it's a win-win. That's what it's all about. You know, my youngest son just turned 21. Whoa. Mm-hmm. and you know, it's interesting. You kind of like reflect back and you just say every day, okay, you know, you have to be their cheerleader. You have to believe in them, because a lot of times going through our childhood, you know, how many times did you feel like, oh, I'm a nobody or I don't feel good about myself?
Right.
And then you walk in and your mom goes, are you kidding me? Look at all the things that you did, you know? And
sure.
And it's funny. Tom, have you heard this? There's a new show, and I don't even know if it's new, but I just saw it. It's called Great News. It's
yes.
On, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
fact,
you know,
I know one of the actors on the series.
It's okay. Really I was like, I just lost my mom last year. And oh my God, Tom, when my mom came in here, is that my mom?
Absolutely.
I know. Yeah. My mom was the coolest lady. And, you know, people mm-hmm. I'd be like, Mom, you want to go with me? And she's like, well, all right. Okay. When she came in, she's like, oh my God, that Tom is so good. And she like, you know, I was like, Mom, wait, this was my show, you know? And it's the same kind of thing. And here that lady was on there. I was like, oh my God, it made me laugh, because now I'm kind of to that place where I'm, you know, never going to be comfortable with it, but it's good memories, you know, of that
exactly.
cheerleader that was always
yep.
in my life. And
you know, in the grand scheme of things, we just, you know, as a parent, you have this much time, you know, the blink of an eye, you know, 18 years, which as you zoom out is not a lot of time, but it's to shape their worldview, you know, for all intents and purposes, you have a very short amount of time. And I totally agree with you. Pour into the kids, be their biggest cheerleader, and just like you're doing now, have them replicate the best you know, with their own kids. So
exactly.
The
it really is. And so I kind of look at that, and there's always little messages out there, you know, that can help us be a better parent and be a better person. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here. And we're talking with Ryan O'Quinn. And for some reason, I can't get that one. But anyways, Ryan O'Quinn. And of course, we're talking about one of his books. We're going to have him back. But Parenting Rules. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to find in here, but we need to take a really quick break and give something away. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. You are listening again to the Kim Pagano Show, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away, and a Rubicon pair of tickets to Sylvia. I'm telling you, you like comedy. Oh my God, you need to go and see this, Ryan. It's right here up in Ventura, and it's amazing and really fun, and it's got a good story to it. So anyways, I'd love to give a pair of tickets to Way, and all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call us right now. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Live, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking with Ryan O'Quinn, and we're talking about one of his books, Parenting Rules. And you know, so, Ryan, what are we going to find in this book? And I know it's, I mean, what? It's rules all the way up to, how many rules do you have in here? 150?
See, I have to look myself. Yes, 150 rules.
Yeah, your last one is You Will Survive. I love that. But how did you find how did you come up with all these rules?
Well, having three kids of my own, you know, in my house and living and breathing this life every single day, it wasn't hard, to be quite honest. But and my kids, for some reason, maybe it's just me, but they probably every parent says this every day, but they say the funniest things and just the craziest things happen. I think it's pretty universal when you're, you know, a parent of small kids.
Yeah.
The craziest things happen under your roof in any single day. And with the advent of social media and modern technology, we now, for better or worse, get to share that with the world. So as I was writing the book, I went back and poured through my own social media posts because I would get, you know, tons of comments about things, people saying, yes, I agree, and amen, and liking, and, you know, everything that I was posting that they were doing that other parents would get. So that's really how I...
So you zoned into everybody's heart.
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You hit a jackpot there. And of course, you did especially well on Amazon, right? It reached number one in six different categories. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We were quite surprised, to say the least. First time author. And I did Fox and Friends the weekend it came out. We had an exclusive with Fox News. And so I did Fox and Friends in New York. And right after we hit, the publisher sent me the info, and we hit number one bestseller in six different categories, including number three for that particular weekend. It was the number three comedy overall behind Amy Poehler, who had just come out with a book, and John Cleese. So it was obviously we struck a nerve, I feel, with having parents that commiserated with exactly this. And, you know, the rules are set up in such a way that you're setting it up in a humorous way, obviously. I bookended it with comedy, just, you know, talking about the insanity that happens in one's household with comedy, and I talk about a rule. And then as I break down each rule in the book, you know, there's three or four paragraphs per rule that kind of talks about exactly what that rule meant. And
okay,
and
maybe, so Ryan, give us
a nugget of truth.
Okay, a nugget of truth in there, yeah. Give us, what's your favorite rule? Or what's most popular rule?
I have regurgitated this one several times on morning news shows, but probably my favorite one involved a long story. But it is, if you have multiple kids, they will fight over insert any noun. So no matter what it is, your kids will fight over anything. And then I often tell a story about how I was upstairs worked from home, and I heard this, you know, this blood-curdling scream from downstairs. And I ran downstairs to see what was going on, and sure enough, I found my... at the time, 5-year-old standing, holding nothing above her head, literally had her hand in the air, and the 3-year-old is just screaming and beating on her chest. And after I watched this for a couple of minutes and gleaned what was happening, the 5-year-old, Kim, had baked some invisible cookies, and the 3-year-old wanted those cookies. And,
my
craziness
God.
Ensued. So
that's just, you know, it is interesting. I mean, because, you know, I've got four, and it's funny, I was saying to them the other day, I'm like, well, one of our sons didn't really, you know, he was pretty easy. Well, what do you think? He was the favorite child, you know? And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. No, there was no, really? We all went to everyone, you know? And then I have all four of my kids' pictures in our great room. And they trade them so that they could be the first one, you know? I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it's just funny how you know, it, they all want to be that one, you know, and now the girls, you know, it's funny how they are so, they're best of friends and worstest enemies, you know?
Exactly. I think that's just a sibling rule. And that was all new to me. I was an only child.
Oh.
My wife is one of three. And now with three of my own, I am learning this for the first time, you know, the interaction between siblings and what that dynamic is all about. So it was all new to me, but I'm starting to figure out exactly what you said. They will argue and fight over everything and even see who's going to sit closest to mom and dad. It's just, it's very funny. So
it is. Now we have twins, and I don't know if you ever talk about that, but oh my God, I'm telling you, they have their own language. And I have my other grandson that we were all together in here. They're hugging, and I'm like, have your, you know, let my other one come in there, and they're like, no, we don't really know. You know, it's like, I tell you, it's a whole nother thing, but they're pretty amazing when they're just so innocent and they just show you so much love.
I love it. Yeah. We spent part of yesterday at Disneyland, and they're still, well, I guess at any age, but we took time out of our craziness and just took everybody to Disneyland, and I just loved my 5-year-old son snuggling up in my lap. Kind of thing. Everyone just wanted to get the closest to you, and they're in that innocent phase where
because after a while, they don't want to do that very long, you know?
I'm sure. And it won't be long, especially as my oldest starts to venture into middle school. I'm sure it'll be the more eye rolls and, you know, walking 20 feet ahead of me in the mall instead of holding my hand. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Exactly. And you know, can you let me off right here? Not in front of my friends, you know?
Exactly.
Those are all those things that start happening. And you're like, wait, what do you mean? You used to love me, you know? The girls seem to be worse than the boys. You know, the boys still love their moms no matter what, and their dads. But I don't know, the girls start to pull away. And I guess that's just the natural thing. So
I guess so. Yeah, I think that's probably normal. And I'm already starting, even at, you know, as we're approaching age 10, I'm already starting to feel a little bit of that. Thankfully, my oldest has, you know, some of the sarcasm and humor of her dad. So we get to play still. But I'm not looking forward to her asking to be dropped off 2 blocks in front of school.
There you go. Ryan, talk about the movie that you were in, Believe.
Yes, thank you. We shot a film last year. I actually was so fortunate to be able to take it back to my hometown, although I've been here in L.A. for 20 years doing film and television. I convinced the producers to take a look at my hometown in Virginia. The movie was actually set in a small East Coast town, and I suggested going back to my hometown, which is a tiny little coal mining town in Virginia, and set the movie there. And sure enough, things fell into place, and it worked. And got picked up by Sony Pictures, and it came out last year. It did very well. In fact, it was the 2016 Christian Film of the Year, according to the Christian Film Review, at a ceremony that was held in January. So we were quite pleased that it struck a chord with our target audience, and it's out as we speak. It's on shelves at Walmart and Best Buy and Target, and, of course, at Amazon, everywhere. Came out on VOD a couple weeks ago, and then last week on DVD and Blu-ray. So.
Well, congratulations. And now, is that a documentary, or is it more?
It's a fictional tale. It's a story about a man who takes over his father's and his grandfather's family business, and the business goes belly up towards the fourth quarter of the year, and he finds himself having to lay off his entire workforce and essentially ruins Christmas for the whole town. His business is an automotive parts manufacturing business that's the staple industry in that town, and he has to lay everybody off and kind of ruin Christmas for everybody because everybody's out of a job sort of because of him. And then he starts to ask the big questions about what is real and what is good, you know, what's life all about, what is the real meaning of Christmas. So it's kind of a tip of the hat, you know, homage to the Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, that kind of a feel. The writer-director, who also lives here in the Conejo Valley, Billy Dixon, really wanted to touch on that feel-good movie. There's lots of action, by the way. There's some car blowing up scenes and some fires and lots of actions and a little bit of a love story in there as well. But at the end, it's a really great commentary by way of, a fictional narrative about what is real about Christmas. So we were quite proud of that.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Okay. So how do my listeners find out more about you and keep up with, you know, what you're doing and, of course, get one of your books or get one of your movies?
Absolutely. The easiest way is to just go to myname.com. It's Ryan O'Quinn, and that's RyanOquinn.com. And so from there, it'll take you a bunch of different directions. It'll take you to RyanOquinnBooks.com, where you can order the books. You can find out more info on the news tab of the homepage of what I'm doing next, what TV shows I'm on, what movies are coming up, and all of those things. But that's a good landing spot for anybody who's interested in keeping up with our crazy journey. And, of course, I'm on social media. I'm doing the same thing.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, I just tagged you, and, you know, I hope that you can share our show and share our podcast with the people that, you know, love and already love you.
Well,
and
thank you so much.
That's on iTunes / The Kim Pagano Show. And yeah, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And we all need to laugh. I think that's like the best medicine anybody could ever ask for.
Absolutely. I agree. And I appreciate you spreading the good message about positive news these days. That's exactly what more of us need to be doing.
Oh, gosh. You
doing
got
good work as well, Kim.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And send me your other book. I'd love to talk to you again.
Absolutely. We'll make it happen.
You got it. All right. Have a great rest of your day. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Linda and Charlie Bloom. And, of course, their book, Happily Ever After. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how many happily ever afters there really are. So life is, you know, kind of what you make it. And yet, at the same time, sometimes, you know, there are ups and downs. And how do you stay in the game? So with that, stay with us. I'd love to give something away. And, of course, I've got some Rolling Pin donuts. If you haven't ever had them, oh my God, you don't have to eat them all. Just get some and share them. And of course, they're the best in Ventura County. And of course, they're located in Camarillo. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My one solution is my queen, while she's this strong.
Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. And we are going to be talking a little bit. And of course, Tom, you hopefully you'll be joining me with this. But, you know, what keeps us from being our best you? Our best you. And so many of us, you know, work on different avenues of our life. We go to work every day. We be our best there. But sometimes we wake up and, you know, we have trouble getting up in the morning. But what drives you? I know that you're going to be doing the Relay of Life. And how long, how many, you're walking 53 miles?
My hope is coming up next week, I'm going to be at Buena High School with a bunch of great people, Relay for Life. We have cancer survivors, and it's really a wonderful event. If nobody has ever been involved, I highly recommend. Yeah. Every city in Ventura County has a relay.
Okay,
so
yep. And I
honor your relay.
Exactly.
And if you have a chance, come to our relay at Buena High School. It's going to be great. So I am going to be my own team, and I'm going to walk for 24 hours. When I say that, I'll probably end up walking about 22 because I'll walk 8 hours and take like a 30-minute break, then walk 8 hours, take maybe
because you
an
never
hour
sleep,
break.
Right?
I can go pretty good. I just don't know if I can walk that far. But my wife is a cancer survivor. We all know people who have battled cancer. And it's just the good news is it is getting better and better. You work with a Komen group all the time. There's so many people out there. And I will also say, pick one. Just please pick one.
I so agree with that. You know, and even saying that, there's so many nonprofits that are just trying to make a difference. Whatever your passion is, wherever your, you know, your heart lays. And of course, we can't do them all. There's just no possible way. But whatever you can do.
Yeah, pick it.
Pick
because
it.
There's the thing that comes in. And I know on our morning show, and you do a great job with charities, sometimes you feel like you're hammering people.
Right.
And you feel like, oh, my goodness, I'm asking. But what I say is, oh, that's right. You gave to City Center. Wonderful. Thank you so much. That group really helped some people out. Then you go to another, the Cancer Society. Great. Everybody just find their thing. And our bed would be made.
Exactly. And there's enough places and people to do it. And if it doesn't take a lot. It's just, it's contributing in one area.
And sometimes it's really fun too. The other side of it is the Relay for Life has its moments that are rather, you know, sad because you are paying, you know, tribute to some people who have passed and there are some people going through a difficult battle. But the whole thing is, these are people that want to have fun. And they have goofy names. They have the Boob Patrol.
Right.
They have other names that I'm not even sure I should go into now.
Yeah.
But they're really cute. They're funny. They're sarcastic.
Is this the first time you've ever done that?
I did the relay. I chaired a relay at Bonaventure, St. Bonaventure, a few years back. And I've been involved a couple of times. But I have been out for about 4 years. So
okay.
I'm coming back now because they were so nice and they invited me in. But blending it into everything you're saying and the topic here, what gets in your way? Well, let's get that one out of your way right now.
Exactly.
So
and you know what? And then right, of course, I have Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Okay. I do both chairs, one in Thousand Oaks and then one in Ventura. Whatever it is that you can do. I mean, we all have gifts. We all have things. You know, if you're, you know, someone that can help decorate the tables or decorate the, you know, the event, go do that. If you're one of the people that have a voice like Tom and I, go do that. If you can just walk and gather people together, go do that. When you say you're going to be your own team, does that mean you have other people with you or how does that work?
I'm going to be the only one walking for KVTA, but I will have a support group that are carrying around things like my In-Spirit cream to get rid of the aches and pains.
Okay.
And, you know, the wifey will be there. She's a cancer survivor, as
yep.
I've told everybody.
Right.
Again and again and again. The kids will be there. and there will be support that way. But I just want to go out and walk it. The other thing is, you get into the greatest conversations ever when you walk with somebody you didn't know for an hour.
Oh, my God. And you know, that's the other thing is you can, you know, I've been going to all these different events, even business events. Walk in there. People are like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to that meeting. Oh, my God. I just spoke at the Ventura Women's Group. 35 years they have their, you know, their next event coming up. They've been doing this for 35 years. And I remember going there years ago and going, well, all right, I'll try it. They asked me to be a speaker. I was so grateful. They ended up donating money to a special needs. That was another nonprofit that I'm really close to. There's so many things. So it like you just said, is just get out there and do something.
So what you were saying in the beginning, a great topic that you started off with, what's getting in your way for being? So just start with that one.
Right.
What's getting in the way of you doing that? And again, maybe it's to help, you know, the pet population here. You know, we've talked about that again and again and again. Maybe it's to help people who are homeless, people who need a better education, achieve their high school diploma.
That's right. That's right. Tutor. I mean, there's just so many things. Tom, have you, I mean, do you feel like in, and I don't know, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years now on the radio. I can't believe it's that long. But I love it. Okay. But is there more organizations than there's ever been? Or is it just, I mean, is that like the most popular thing, nonprofits?
It does seem to be swelling, and I think that's another problem because, again, as
how
radio people, we get
spread it.
Yeah. When you walk out and the wonderful Girl Scouts are asking you to buy cookies, then the fabulous Boy Scouts are asking you to buy popcorn, and then the incredible, and it just, after a point, you, that's why you pick your battles and go with everybody, be
pleasant.
And
you can switch off every year, too. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. What I do, you know, is, okay, so 2017, which ones am I going to benefit this year? And of course, you know, Interface was one of mine that we donated money to. And then, of course, this the homeless.
Yeah, it was great with City Center and
City
all the
Center,
different groups.
City Center, yep. And then, so pick something. But I want to talk about, there's a couple things here. So you stop feeling like you're clueless, okay?
That's to make the better you, to
achieve
the best you.
It's so easy to feel like no one is going through what I'm going through, okay? And it's not always easy to meet people with common experiences, but when it happens, it sure feels good, you know, to know that you're not the only one telling your story. There's a lot of people going through what you're doing. So that's one of the things I love about the community that we've created around here, is that people share their problems, and it gives us permission to say me too. And so that's a big one right there. Number two is you're the sum of the top five people you spend time with. Okay. And so that's one of the things that you really want to, you know, what do we say? Birds of a feather flock together. We humans are a social breed. We tend to do what we see other humans doing, positive or negative. And sometimes we're looking for permission. Gosh, just be your own person. Step out of that circle and do something that you can grow yourself and improve yourself. I mean, so many times we're waiting for other people to drive us, and we need to drive our own boat and drive our own selves. So that's one of the things. So that's another great clue right there. Also, you have someone else to learn from. It's incredible what you learn from all these organizations. And sometimes people have already done it. They've already changed their life. They're doing things better, and they've stepped out. If we keep doing and keeping in our little shelter, we're not going to be able to stay there, and we're not going to grow. And then we start to get stagnant, and then we start to feel like we're not growing. We're not benefiting in this world, and we're not a contributor. So those are some of the things that we want to do. And that's something I always am looking at, you know, and my mom, I remember her always saying, I just love to learn. Just keep learning. And I know, Tom, you love to learn. You're always out there stretching it, and right?
Yeah, grab a book and just find the thing that you want to learn about. And just, it could be something silly. Like you look at your car and you say, you know, I don't know anything about this motor. Well, maybe get a book about that and just see, hey, what's up? Maybe you want to paint something. Maybe you want to learn about the Constitution. And just say, yeah, oh, that would be interesting.
There's a lot of people that want new websites, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, why do you have to go to somebody? Try to build maybe on your own and learn what you need. And there's so many things that you could learn and expand with.
Yeah, get a tennis racket. Maybe go play some tennis,
racquetball. Yeah.
Go golf.
I'm bowling now.
You're bowling.
I'm bowling now.
Do you have an average at this point?
Yeah, I will share that when we get back.
Are the bumpers up or down?
No, the bumpers are down. Okay. I was the highest on my team. It's funny. I'll talk to you a little bit about that. But when we come back, I know we need to take a really quick break. You have built-in cheerleaders. Are you knowing who those people are? And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I'll share my bowling with you. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give some, how about a Lure Fish House gift certificate? And if you haven't ever tasted their food, oh my God, there's lots of places you can go and try that. And of course, it's Santa Barbara, Ventura, Camarillo, and Westlake. Go check it out. And I'd love to give a gift certificate away. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we were talking about, God, being your best you and what stands in your way. And it's interesting. So I had a couple girlfriends that already bowl. And like, I have really no more time in my life. I do hair and the, you know, just all the things, the radio and all the events and like you, going. And
but my, which one is fun?
Well,
that's the other thing.
I have to say, you're they're goofy, all fun.
But
you know what I mean?
But goofy.
Yeah. So anyway, so I go, you know what? I used to bowl like years ago. I'm not really that good, but I'll try it. And so I go in there. Of course, they're not even on my team. Okay, they're on some other team, and it was just another team that needed one more person. Of course, we still have a sub that, you know, we get their little handicap. So it's just three women. And most of these women are all retired. But I have to say, Tom, oh, my God, they are the happiest women in the world. And they have no, you know, they're like, well, it's funny. I say that they're not competitive, but you know, so at first I was like, I'm not really good. And they're like, okay, well, I did really good. I got a turkey on the friggin' first time that I bowled. And so if I'm concentrating and I'm really, but now it's like a therapy for me. I really enjoy it. It's like I stop and I just do it. And so it's kind of helped me. And so I do that every week and it's really good. And so last week, you know, we're like in 10th place. We're not in the top. And of course, they say that that's not really important to them, but I see how they really want to be good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, and I'm, of course, very competitive. So I'm always trying to, you know, have fun first, but then be your best at the same time, you know. So, anyways, but I love that. And that was something out of my comfort zone. I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to go try this. And, you know, and so I love it.
Bowling sports like that, it is funny because when you go out and bowl, it's like, you're the only one doing it. So you know everybody's kind of watching
you.
Yeah,
they are.
And it is one of those interesting things. Like golfing, it's like, okay, you hit the tee shot. It's like, okay. And you're one or three other buddies, whichever you are, they watch you. And so bowling is great because it can be fun and competitive, but it's also just...
Yeah, you have to let it go in a sense. Yeah, because, you know, you're right. They are watching you and you do something stupid. You miss the ball and you're like, okay, so I got the hard one on the end. You know, you have to kind of make fun of yourself. But if you take it too seriously, there's a couple women over there that you see them with their private trainers trying to get better and they've only been doing it for 20 years. That is not going to be me. But
all the equipment when they have all the stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. You're bowling. That's fun. What alley? Where do you go?
In Simi Valley. Oh, it's very fun. Yeah, the Harleys are, yeah. So it's really good. I made some really cool friends and, but I just go there. It's therapy for me.
So that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Everybody,
find something,
pick your thing.
Yeah, pick something that fills your cup. The thing that we were going to talk about is you have built-in cheerleaders. Letting people in means letting them see both the good and the bad in your life. And so we have friends in our life, but do we have permission to challenge you or hold you accountable? Okay, and sometimes we don't let people do that. We take it as, you know, like, why are you telling me this or why are you? But they're people that love and admire you. And so if you can do something better, let them be your cheerleader, good, bad. And so that's something that I think is interesting. We have free cheerleaders that, you know, hopefully are being in your best interest. So anyways, that's one thing. Community reminds you that you never have to do life alone. And so, God, it's even like, you know, we have an amazing library that's right here. Why not go to the library? Why not walk out of your doors and do something different? You know, I mean, Tom, how was the air show, by the way, last week?
Oh, it's great. It was spectacular.
We were up in Ventura at the beaches, and we saw them all.
And that was another thing. You go to the Commemorative Air Force Museum, you get a little history of the warcraft, and at that museum they have a Mustang, they have visiting planes that come in a lot, they have a Spitfire, a Zero, so... You learn about World War II. It gets some information from that. Next thing you know, you've spent 4 or 5 hours there. You had fun, and you got the information. But take a class like with a Learning Tree. Take a class with your local JC. There's tons of stuff. Go to Toastmasters.
Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done Toastmasters?
Never, and I've recommended it a million times.
I know. I think I just met somebody that, John, that was on our show the last 2 weeks ago. He does a lot of Toastmasters, and I just think... There's a lot. That's another great one because I went to the TED Talk. Did you ever go to the TED Talk?
I have not done a TED Talk.
Oh, my God. It was amazing, amazing. And so do something, you know. And sometimes, you know, people are like, oh, I'm not really into bowling or I'm not really into tennis or I'm not really into. You know what? What I say is keep trying things on. It's kind of like, you know, you try on a meeting. You try on, you know. The chamber or, you know, any of the events that you can go to. You go to the Lions Club, right?
Yeah, I do. Lions generally, that's Thursday at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And the great thing about that is you talk about service, you talk about fun, you get it there. And maybe that's the one that'll fit. A phrase I like that I heard quite some time ago is, when's the last time you did something for the first time?
Yeah, oh,
and that's
I
a
love
nice little
that.
Thing. When's the last time you did something for the first time? And you kind of look and you go, oh, no. And you say, when's the last time you tried something new?
Because then you're stagnant
new?
In your life. And even as a couple. Yeah.
Go to one of those wine and painting things. You
that's,
know, they have those.
You know what? Yeah. I had a ladies group and we took them all there. I had the best time. And a lot of people are afraid that they're not going to be good at something. But, oh, my God, it was so fun. It was so relaxing. And you meet other people there. So all of those things are so much fun. I do want to remind everybody of our next show. And of course, we're going to be giving tickets away on that show. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Nelson Buss. And we're talking about the Chili Cook-Off that's coming up, the Classic Car Show. And then, of course, John G. Miller, his book Outstanding. And, of course, Julia Dahl, Conviction. And so we've got all that happening. And, of course... we're going to take a really quick break and course, I always end all of our shows with a positive thought and a little bit of happiness. And of course, a cloudy day is no match for a sunny disposition. But I love what you said, Tom. Repeat that one more time.
Yeah, when's the last time you tried something for the first time?
I
so
love
that.
So
just whatever it is, maybe an acting class. You know, the Rubicon has acting
they
classes.
They have great. Oh, my God.
And the Moore Park really High Street Theater has things like
singing,
that.
Singing. Anything that you want to do. And just get out there and do something.
Go do karaoke. Have you ever karaoke?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really.
Yeah, I'm not really good
perhaps,
at that either.
But I've never done it, so maybe that's my thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Too much fun. Anyways, great concept here of talking about being your best you and what's holding you back. Stay with us because we're going to get have another great show. And, of course, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.